Good morning. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. Count it a privilege and honor this morning to share a little bit of your Sunday with you. We pray today that you're up making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord. We would encourage you. Brother Mark's been reminding you all morning. I'll say it like this. It might be later than you think. So you just take a little time and consider that today. Yes, daylight saving time went into effect early this morning, and it is 8:15. Time for you to be up, making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord. And it is our prayer this morning that God would move upon you in such a way as you'd find your need to be up and about the Father's business this morning. I tell you, you look around you, you take an honest, earnest look at the things of this life, and you'll recognize without little doubt that there's just not much time left to get the work done. And the scripture's clear. We've got to work while it's day, for when night cometh, no man can work. And brother, it's fast approaching. So we pray this morning that you're up getting ready. If you're not, don't have a home church, or just like to stop by visit with us, we start our Sunday school at 10 a.m. this morning. Worship follows at 11. Wednesday evening, we have youth service and Bible study. We're hoping we'll say more about it a little later on, but we hope by this time next month to have our Sunday evening service back. And so we'll let you know about that when the time comes, but just keep that in mind and keep us in your prayers. I was thinking this morning on the way to the broadcast that sometimes folks will say, is there anything we can do, or what can we do for you, or what can we do to help? I'll tell you right now, the thing that we need more than anything is the prayers of God's people. So if you'd join us in prayer this morning, we did as we said, we invite you to come join us at Baptist Chapel. We are located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, Trenton, Ohio, just out of the Woodsdale community. And so we'd invite you to join us there, and we'd invite you right now to join us in a word of prayer. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come before you this hour, God, that we might endeavor, Lord, to do your blessed will here upon the earth. God, that Father, through our feeble efforts this morning, Lord, and God, that we might hallow that holy name of Jesus today, Lord, and God, that we might lift it up above and beyond the names that men apply, and God, the monikers and appellations that so many find and seek, God, and Lord, that we might lift that name of Jesus above all else today, God, our Father. Father, but we know this morning, according to your word, that if he be lifted up, you'll draw men unto him, Lord. Father, we come before you in this hour, God. Bowing our unworthy heads, Lord, seeking your touch, your leadership and your guidance this morning, God, your strength. Father, we believe today, God, the only way. Father, the word accomplishes the only way this morning. Father, that individuals might be born again and saved. Father, through and by your sending out the precious word this morning. Father, we look to you today. And God, it's not within us to deliver a message this morning. God, it's not within me today. Father, to expound your holy word. Father, your ways are as far above my ways, high as the heavens are above the earth. Lord, I know this morning, Father, that if you'll send, God, it'll accomplish where until you send it. Father, bless now the reading, the teaching and the preaching of your holy word. Father, bless your children this morning, where they gather and assemble around the community. Father, this morning, God, we know today, Lord, there's those that are lost and undone, having never accepted you in a free pardon of sin. God, we pray this morning, stir their hearts, God, bring that conviction upon them in such a way, how they that they have to turn and accept. I receive you this morning. Holy Lord, we ask you once again how to bless them on the beds of affliction today. And God, them that's in the homes and the hospitals this morning. Father, them battling the cancer and heart disease, diabetes and so on, Lord. God, and we'd ask you once again how to bless our aging and elderly, God. Father, lift them up. Hold them close this morning. And God, they've helped us so many times. Father, they've been such an inspiration. And God, we just pray that you'd help them now in their hour of need. Father, oh Lord, God, we'd ask this morning that you would bless those that serve our country. God, wherever they might be stationed this morning, God, watch over and protect them. God, bless the good men of the chaplain corps. God, as they endeavor, Father, to offer strength and comfort in such terrible conditions. Father, God, we pray this morning that your will would be done in this hour. God, that you'd bless the good station. Brother Mark and the other staff. Father, throughout the day today, God, as the programs go forth, let it be according to your will. Your holy word today, God. Father, that sons and daughters might be born into the family this morning. God, oh God, save them, we pray today. Before it's too late, I'm blessed again now the many requests we've heard. God, we just give them over to you. I trust in you for them today. I go with us now, give us the strength. And God, the spirit. Father, the wisdom to follow after it. For we ask it all in the precious name of Jesus. We thank him this morning. We're going to turn out of the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew. I start down at the 24th verse. And brother, he said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, I shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Brother, this morning, I will stop right there. I want you to understand today that Jesus has made sure this morning that the word would go forth unto all the land. Brother, that whosoever will, I will have that opportunity. I'm brother, this morning I was charged. I'm before man and God. When I was ordained an elder, the Church of Jesus Christ, United Baptist Faith and Order, brother, I was charged to preach the word. When you look at these verses this morning, my part, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, brother, I'm accountable unto God this morning. That you hear the sayings of God today. Brother, I could tell you where I've been. I could talk about what I've done. I'm brother, and it wouldn't amount to a hill of beans. But I tell you what, the hearing, the sayings of the words of Jesus, I will set you free this morning. It's what you stand in need of today. I'm brother, I'm my job, I'm my responsibility, is to ensure you hear the word this morning. I'm not some facsimile of it. I'm not something close to it. I'm brother, but you hear how the pure and unadulterated word of God. I'm brother, I know how that I failed my master how many times along the way. I know there's far better able men than I am. I'm a brotherly son. I've only got one message. I've only got one text. I'm brother, how ye must be born again. How you've got to hear and understand today. How Jesus died for you. How Jesus paid the price. I am full on Calvary. I'm brother, there's no other way. How there's not a multitude of manners and ways out there, and you just decide which one fits and suits you. I'm brother, the scriptures are clear. There's only one way. From earth to heaven. That's suing by Jesus Christ our Lord. That's why Jesus spoke unto Nicodemus and said, ye must be born again. No other name given under heaven nor among men whereby ye must be saved. I'm brother, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. I'm brother, I'm persuaded to believe. It's not a lack of hearing of the word this morning. I'm brother, it's the doing part we're coming up short on. It's the doing part that's leaving people lost and undone today. I'm brother, we see two accounts. How Jesus begun the same. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine. I'm brother, I pray this morning that you've heard the gospel, that you've heard the truth. What is it? I'm brother, you're lost, and the Lord can save you. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm brother, there's only one way to become a child of God. That's through by Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the atonement. He paid the price in full. I'm brother, he will deliver you just as he delivered me. But ye must become a doer of the word of God this morning. I'm brother, over in Luke he said, strive to enter in at the straight gate. I'm brother, this morning, how you can blame the preacher, how you can blame the fallen evangelist, I'm brother, you can blame the hypocrite, but I tell you what, when you walk into the there this morning to get ready to go wherever you're going, I'm brother, when you stand there, look real close in that mirror, I'm brother, and you look at that individual that's looking back at you, for that's the one that's keeping you from God. That's the only one that'll keep you from being born again this morning. That's the only one that can decide and determine upon the call of the Lord to receive him or reject him. He's the one this morning. You and you alone must decide whether you will be a doer of the word of God. Your spouse can't do it. Your children can't do it for you. Your parents can't do it for you this morning. You decide for yourself whether you're going to be a doer of the word of God or not. I'm brother, you decide to stay stakes are high. How the end is near. I'm brother, heaven and hell are as real. High as anything on this earth is. And you need to come to the place. How the understanding the decision this morning. How that you're not satisfied. I just being a hearer. But you're going to be a doer of the word of God. God bless you this morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.